Hello, this is Barry from Europe Direct Information Centre at Blanchardstown Library, and I'm back with another Ask Europe video session. And this time I'm delighted to be joined by Mateja from Croatia. Hello, Mateja.
Hi, Barry, and hi, Europe Direct. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for agreeing to join me via video link.
That's no problem. Hopefully it's fun for both of us and for anyone watching.
Absolutely, and to let people know, this is the first time I've actually met Mateja. Mateja is a friend of Siobhan, who's the manager of the Europe Direct Information Centre, so I'm hoping to learn lots of great things about Croatia. So we'll get started?
Yeah, great.
Okay, so first of all, could you tell us where you're from in Croatia and tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, so I'm from a small town called Karlovac, and it's quite near to Zagreb, the capital. And just considering its size, I think it's really interesting that we have four rivers, and it's kind of known around Croatia as a town full of parks. So it's really pretty, and there's so many things you can see. We have beautiful castles, and we have some forestry as well, so you can enjoy plenty of nice nature walks, and you can visit our new freshwater aquarium, which is quite interesting. I'd say it's full of wonderful people and some really good NGOs and associations doing great work. And I don't know, it's my hometown, so it's really close to my heart.
It sounds beautiful with all the parks. And is it close to the sea?
Well, I think the closeness part depends on where you're from. So I'd say, yeah, I think you can reach the coast within an hour by your car. So, for us, like from my town, sometimes it doesn't feel so close, although it is. And I suppose if we were talking with an American person, they would start laughing. About how close is that?
Yeah, because Croatia is famous for it's a beautiful coastline, isn't it? And all those islands, it looks absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on.
Yeah, it is. But I still.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. Okay, so question two. Now, obviously, I work at Blanchardstown Library, so my next question is going to be about books. So, could you tell me about your favourite book or author, maybe, from your country and why you like that book or author?
Well, it's just interesting. I never really thought about my favorite book in Croatian language, but now being asked, the first thing that comes to mind is a book called Duga by Dinko Šimunović, and it's a collection of short stories, and my favorite one is Duga, which means a rainbow, and it's about a little girl who wishes to become a boy, and there's a legend that if you're a girl and you run underneath a rainbow, your gender will change and you will become a boy. It's quite a sad story, but I read it several times throughout the years, and I find it interesting to compare the way I view it now and the way I view it before, and maybe seeing it now as one of the first transgender stories, considering that it was written over 100 years ago there was no terminology, no science kind of behind it, and it wasn't really a topic that was discussed. So, yeah, I really find it interesting.
So it's a book that was really ahead of its time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if what was the intention, or, you know, if it was seen that way when it was written, but just looking at it from today's perspective, I think there is something in it, and I would really like to see it translated to English. I actually need to check if that already exists.
Oh, let us know, because if it is, maybe we'll see, can we get a copy for the library?
I'd gladly share it.
Okay, so we'll move on with that. Thanks, that was really interesting. So moving on, who is a person from Croatia who you admire? So someone from the past or the present, is there anyone you particularly admire?
Yeah, well, from the past, I definitely say Nikola Tesla. And I know there are disputes on where he's from, but I see him as a hero from all of us. And I'm actually really proud that he went to the same high school I went to. So yeah, that's pretty interesting and amazing. And now they're building a Nikola Center, Nikola Tesla Center, just next to the school, which hopefully will bring more people to my hometown and get people discover more about Nikola Tesla.
That's a fantastic claim to fame for your town. It really is. That's fantastic.
I think so too.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay. So the next one is this is always my favorite question. What is your favorite food from Croatia? And maybe tell us a little bit about it.
I love Croatian food. I think we have amazing food, and it's hard to say just one. And then again, I think just Balkan food. It's a big mix of really great stuff, and again, it's hard to say which one is Croatian and which one comes from somewhere else, but I'd say I'm going to go with a traditional meal called grah, which is kind of a bean stew. It's very simple, and people here prepare it a lot, so you would cook a huge bowl of grah and you would eat it for 3 days in a row.
Sounds delicious. Sounds lovely.
So yeah, if you haven't tried it, it's really cheap. It's a really cheap meal and simple to make.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so we'll move on. So apart from Croatia, obviously, what is your favorite other European country and why?
A very simple question for me, considering that I live in Ireland. Ireland would definitely be my favorite.
That's the right answer.
Yes, I win. Okay, this career is over. it's just, I explain why it happened, but since elementary school, when I read some kind of articles about Ireland, about Irish nature, it made me really curious about it and just kind of fascinated. And the first time I visited Ireland with a group of my friends from college, it was, I think, about 10 years ago. From the moment we left the airport, it just felt like home. And I can't really describe why or find any explanations. It just, I felt this huge sense of belonging that I never felt anywhere else. And that's why I decided to move to Ireland and actually make it my home.
Well, that's lovely to hear. And I think the Croatians and the Irish tend to get along very well. I remember seeing football matches, and we have great fun and have you know, there's good crack together, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's a good combination.
And of course, the Croatian football team did you very proud recently, didn't they? Got all the way to a World Cup final.
Yeah, I think that was one of the biggest days in the history. Like, people were so happy, and I think most of the places in Zagreb closed because the football players were coming back home, and there were thousands and thousands of people in the streets, and people got a day off just to either go and see them in Zagreb or to watch the telly and see it all.
And what was lovely from an Irish point of view was to see another small country. I think Croatia even has a smaller population than Ireland. And to see another small country make it all the way to a World Cup final, it gave us hope.
That's it. Go Ireland.
Yeah, you never know. Okay, so we'll move on from that. Obviously, I also, part of my job is with the Europe Direct Information Centre at Blanchardstown Library. So I'm going to ask you now, how do you think Croatia has benefited from being in the European Union? And Croatia is quite a new member, of course.
Well, I feel it's best to speak from my own perspective and to mention all of the opportunities that I got since Croatia joined the EU, and it's definitely the travel and the volunteering and work experiences I had through Erasmus Plus program, and now I work with European Solidarity Corps program, and I see what it does for young people and how it changed me and all the friends I made from different European countries, and how easy it is for us to connect and to visit each other now. I think that's just amazing to feel so connected and so close to each other. And then, yeah, all the grants for different projects.
That's fantastic. And the European Solidarity Corps is something we've promoted a lot at Europe Direct Blanchard's, and it seems like it's a real success story, and you're a great example of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I did my placement through European Voluntary Service back then.
And where did you do your placement?
I got a chance to do a European Solidarity Corps placement. It was with Voluntary Service International in Dublin, and
okay. Yeah,
I just stayed there.
you never came home. Fantastic. That's great.
Okay.
That's it. So we'll stay. So we're staying with the European Union. Is there a particular issue you'd like to see the EU focus on in the next 10 years or so? Is there something that's important to you?
I really feel that my answer to this question would be tackling the climate crisis, because it is a crisis, and I think we should all really focus on that. And just looking at the current situation and the coronavirus pandemic, I think it really taught us that we can do drastic changes in our lifestyles. And I think we should see the climate change as an emergency and really try to do our best and to focus on getting better. And I think we have a unique opportunity now to really focus on that.
Absolutely. And one of our last conferences that we organised at Europe Direct Blanchardstown was about the climate emergency. And we heard from a fantastic range of speakers. And we heard, of course, all about Greta Thunberg. And like, as you say, she's trying to convince governments to treat it like the crisis that it is and take the drastic action that you're talking about, and you're right that this situation we're in now has shown that we can take drastic action when we have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's all do our part and do as much as we can to continue that way.
Absolutely. Okay, so we'll move on. We've two questions left. So if I'm visiting Croatia for the first time ever, which could well be the case, I'm hoping to next year, where should I not miss? What should I visit?
Okay. Oh God, wait, let me grab this huge list. I don't even know where to start. I think Croatia is such a beautiful country. And yes, as you mentioned before, so many people go and visit the coast and stay on one of the islands, which is absolutely stunning. But I think there are so many places that people miss out on, that it's in central Croatia, or just move a little bit away from the coast and you'll discover amazing places such as Plitvice Lakes, which I think you can find on all of them lists of the most beautiful places in the world. I also really like Istria Peninsula. Of course, there's wonderful coast as well, but if you go inside, you will discover such cute little towns that will really charm you. It's a great drive around there. And if you really prefer islands, then I really like the Isle of Brač. And you can go and hike Vidova Gora, which gives you a beautiful view on the sea and other islands, and also I think one of the most famous beaches in Croatia called Bol.
That sounds wonderful. I really want to go now. And I'll just say to anyone who's watching this, if you check out the Europe Direct channels on Facebook and Twitter, and on YouTube, you'll see that we featured facts about Croatia only last week. Where we're featuring different countries every week, and we've also posted links to videos about travel videos about Croatia. So I'd advise anyone to go and check those out and see a little bit about your beautiful country. So last question, and I like to finish with a question that's a little bit of fun. What is a stereotype about Croatia, and is it true?
I don't know, but will you tell me?
I don't know, really.
that's what I'm thinking. I'm actually not sure what would be the stereotype. I heard different things. Okay. Like, I heard that Croatians were really lazy, but I also heard that Croatians were extremely hardworking.
Okay.
So, I was curious if maybe... you knew what the stereotype was, or
I haven't met too many, but any Croatians I have met have always been very friendly, and I thought very, very like the Irish in a lot of ways, very open, and for two places that are so far away, we seem to have a lot in common in our personalities, I think. I'm really looking forward to going there. We have friends who are not far from Croatia, near Trieste in Italy. So the next time we're there, we're hopefully going to take a trip into Croatia and visit. And I'll find out for myself.
Maybe hospitality would be something that we're also famous for. So hopefully you'll experience that when you visit Croatia. I could make you this huge 10 pages in word list.
I'm going to hold you to that. Okay, well, we'll leave it there. So thank you so much for joining us, Mateja. That was really, really interesting. Really, I've learned a lot. And after doing all these videos, I've got a travel list a mile long now of places I want to visit, because I've heard about all these amazing places. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.